The Pope's first stop in Africa is the country with the largest Roman Catholic population. About half of Congo's nearly 100 million people are members of the church. Pope Francis was due to visit last year, but the trip was postponed because of a problem with his knee. Tens of thousands of people lined the road from the airport to the city. The Vatican had planned for Pope Francis to visit the country's east, but it was dropped after the conflicts there escalated in recent months.
Our country, with the fighting and all the problems we have, today we have received the Pope and we believe in his blessing.
The presence of the Pope will bring peace and it will bring great things, not only for the Catholic Church, but for the entire country.
The last Pope to come here was John Paul II in 1983. The population has tripled since then.
This is what happens when the Pope arrives in Kinshasa for the first time in nearly 40 years. As soon as this convoy passed, it was followed by hundreds and hundreds of people on motorbikes cheering and shouting.
His first stop was the presidential palace, where he met Felix Tshisekedi. Elections are due later this year and Tshisekedi wants to run for a second term. Pope said the polls must be free, fair and credible. He said greed is fueling conflicts over Congo's vast mineral wealth.
These lands and the whole African continent continues to endure various forms of exploitation. And this is terrible. The poison of greed has smeared its diamonds with blood.
The Pope didn't say who he thought was responsible for escalating conflicts. President Tshisekedi did.
This misfortune, which has lasted for nearly 30 years, is today part of our territory, where, in addition to armed groups, foreign powers greedy for the minerals commit cruel atrocities with the direct and cowardly support of our neighbour, Rwanda.
Rwanda's widely accused of backing the M23 armed group in the east. Rwanda denies it. The Pope's due to spend 3 days in Congo before travelling to South Sudan. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.